Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Chickling.
So, do you have a sweet tooth, Chickling? Do you like sweet foods?
Of course I do, especially when it comes to brownies. Oh. I love brownies. How about you?
Yeah, I've got quite a sweet tooth. There are things that, like, I will eat and my wife will eat, and she will say, oh, it's, you know, too sweet, it's too sugary, and I will go...It's fine with me, no problem. Bring on that, you know, brownie ice cream fudge combination.
No.
So, yeah, I have quite a sweet tooth. But I don't really go and buy sweet things very often.
Okay.
Like, I kind of go, well, I like to eat it, but I'm not going to go and sort of buy that stuff. It just doesn't occur to me to have lots of snacks like that around. But that's our sweet tooth.Teeth, and that leads us into today's article, which is all kinds of sweet treats that you can find in Japan. Let's read through and learn about them.
Reading.
The delicate art of Japanese wagashi. When food lovers travel to Japan, they keep an eye out for wagashi.These sweet delicacies are a traditional art that was first developed 1,500 years ago. Originally, wagashi were simple snacks of fruit and nuts. It was not until Japan discovered new goods through trade with China that they became more complex. One of these was a particularly chewy treat made of rice and soybeans.Sugar was added to create a more appealing flavor. However, sugar was a luxury at this time. Therefore, wagashi were reserved for the royal family and their guests to enjoy. In this noble setting, wagashi were skillfully presented in a variety of colors and shapes. Many would resemble delicate fruits and flowers,bursting with the vibrant colors of nature. Over hundreds of years, the art of wagashi spread into common society. Today, this satisfying little snack is a traditional part of Japanese culture. When Japanese people host visitors from other countries, they are sure to serve some beautifully presented wagashi,with a cup of green tea.
So the article begins by saying, when food lovers travel to Japan, they keep an eye out for wagashi. To keep an eye out for something means to look out for that thing, to try to find and try that thing when you go to a different place. It's the kind of piece of advice we give to people when we know they're going somewhere, like look out for this, keep an eye out for this, oh, try and find this and try it if you can.
所以就是留心跟留意的意思。那所以爱吃美食的人呢，一到日本一定会留意 wagashi 这种食物。So, wagashi, what are they?
Well, we're going to start off by talking about their history. The article says these sweet delicacies are a traditional art that was first developed 1500 or 1500 years ago.Now here we use the word delicacy. A delicacy is a particularly special or expensive food. Something people will only have on special occasions or as a treat. So it's not everyday food. It's like, oh, it's a special, maybe a holiday, we'll eat this, or it's a birthday, we'll eat some of this, or, you know, we feel like having a really nice treat this time, so we'll try it, but you wouldn't have it every day for your dinner.
所以 delicacy 就是佳肴 like a big meal, 就是一个比较精致的食物。所以这些美味的甜点呢是在1500年前发展的传统艺术。And next, we see that in the article, originally, wagashi were simple snacks of fruit and nuts.
Yeah, a lot of kind of sweet things start that way because that was all people had. They go, okay, some fruit, nuts, mix them together, we've got something that tastes good. This changed though. The article says,It was not until Japan discovered new goods through trade with China that they became more complex. So we use a special grammar pattern in that sentence, and it's used to highlight when something happens. It's an inverted sentence, and an inverted sentence emphasizes that something else had to happen before the change we're talking about. So we could just say, Wagashi became more complex when Japan discovered new goods through trade with China. However, this doesn't really emphasize the time factor. So we say, it was not until, and we do this to put the important event first, the change second, and this gives the importance to the trade, not Wagashi becoming more complex. This is just a way to emphasize different parts of the sentence and give importance to different facts.
Alright, 所以刚刚呢 Pat 老师提到的这个文法句型就是我们今天英文练功房在他表示呢原本没有直到什么时候才有用来表示某件事情呢直到某个时间点才发生那么呢可以搭配分裂强调句的句型 It is 或者是 It was that 什么 not until 然后 that 怎么样怎么样来强调语气表示直到怎么样可以倒装过来那我们看一下原来老师刚刚讲的这个句子它其实意思就是直到日本跟中国贸易时呢它就发掘了新商品这个时候呢日本的传统点心才有新添的复杂性，所以我们可以改变成 They didn't become more complex until Japan discovered new goods through trade with China. 好，那我们可以用另外一个新的句子给大家练习一下。好，我们这一句呢是 It was not until the writer made a few final changes that she was satisfied with her story, and that's rewrite it again 用另外一个方式老师刚刚提到的我们可以再讲成 The writer wasn't satisfied with her story 先讲这个 Until she made a few final changes 所以直到呢她做了一些改变之后她才呢真的对她的故事是满意的
Okay, so back to the article and we find that one of these new foods that came to Japan one of these was a particularly chewy treatmade of rice and soybeans. The word chewy describes a food that is a little sticky, something that sticks to your teeth and you need to chew a lot before you can swallow it and finish eating it.
所以 chewy 就是有很耐嚼或耐嚼的意思。那么大家应该有看过这个字，你把 y 拿掉，所以就变成 chew。所以 chew 就是它的动词，那么 you add y to it, it becomes an adjective. 好，所以口香糖 like chewing gum. 我们就可以说是口香糖，因为你一直咬它嘛。好，所以其实呢，有一种是用米还有黄豆制成特别耐嚼的食物，就是我们今天的甜点。
In the next paragraph, we see a big change to Wagashi.The article says sugar was added to create a more appealing flavor. If something is appealing, many people like it. It's attractive because of its qualities. Maybe it looks good, or in this case, it tastes good. It's a flavor that a lot of people like. And of course, this makes sense as a lot of people like sugar. They like the sweet taste. So adding sugar to something is going to make it more tasty and more people will enjoy it.Here's another example of how we can use appealing. The zoo gave its animals more space to make it more appealing to visitors.
So appealing 就是吸引人的。所以如果你用 something appeals to someone, 就是某事吸引了谁哦。So you can say pop music appeals to most teenagers, 代表哦很多的青少年很喜欢流行音乐。那么 appeal 这个字其实 you can use it as a noun, which means the quality of being interesting. So for me, I can say the subject, math.Has lost its appeal for me a long, 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 long time ago. And next, the article says, however, sugar was a luxury at this time.
That's right. A luxury is something really nice and really special, but you don't really need it in your life. Luxuries are usually pretty expensive, so they're something that you don't have very often.
所以这是奢侈品啦。所以那个时候糖呢还是个奢侈品。
The article goes on to say, therefore, Wagashi were reserved for the royal family and their guests to enjoy. So if you reserve something, you keep it for this person or people, so only they can have it or use it. Think of reserving a table at a restaurant. You arrange with the restaurant so you can have this table at a particular time on a particular day. You could also reserve a room at a hotel and things like that. In our article, what we're saying is that only Japan's royal family and its guests could have wagashi at this time because sugar was so expensive, so they were the only ones who could buy them. Here's another example. Please do not sit in these chairs. They are reserved for special guests.
Okay, so reserve 就是保留的意思。所以在当时呢，因为糖很奢侈，比较贵，所以 wagashi 只有保留给贵族。这边的 royal family 指的是贵族的意思，跟他们的客人才可以吃哦。And you can also reserve a room at a hotel, or you can also ask someone to reserve a seat for you, just like what Pat said. 那么for a restaurant, you can say to make a reservation 去定位。那这个 reservation 记得哦，当我们这个没有不是当名词 reservation 的时候是念 reserve， 那如果是变成名词是 reservation， 不是 reservation， 是 reservation。OK， 这是一个小提醒。那我们造一个句子 ：I would like to make a reservation for 6 people for 8 o'clock tomorrow。我明天呢想要定位八点给六个人。那么 reserve for 就是专门留给。刚刚老师的句子有提到。
So next, we see that in this noble setting, wagashi were skillfully presented in a variety of colors and shapes. So the word noble here is being used as an adjective, and it means of excellent and superior quality, but the word noble is also related to the upper classes of society, the king, the people who own the land, and so on. And in our article, it means a little bit of both. Japan's royal family was certainly an excellent, special place, and their palaces were wonderful. The atmosphere, the background, everything was really nice. But as they were rich and powerful people in the country, they were noble in this way as well. Here's another way we can use it. All the noble families in the country were invited to the prince's wedding.
所以 noble 呢就是形容词，那它是贵族阶层的意思，在我们文章中，那它意思就是说，在这种贵族的氛围下，这边出现 setting 就是有代表氛围，然后一个地点，一个位置的感觉。所以 noble, however, has other meanings too. It could also mean having qualities or showing qualities of high moral character, such as courage or honor, and so on. So you can say a noble spirit 代表一个很高贵，然后很正义，很比较在我们中文是比较正面的一个思想的感觉。那我们看一下一个例句。It was noble of you to take the homeless woman to the hospital when you saw that she was sick.
Yep, that would be a noble act. Another word we have to look at from the last sentence is variety. We saw the wagashi in a variety of colors and shapes.A variety means it's a set of something, but with many different types. So there are lots of different colors and shapes for these wagashi. There are probably different tastes as well. Wagashi is not just one single thing with one appearance and one flavor. There are lots of different types, different kinds, different sorts. Those are different words we can use when we talk about a variety. Here's a sentence. There is a wide variety of snacks available at the night market.
Okay, so 老师的句子出现 a wide variety of something. 所以大家就记得说 a variety 这个字就是各种种种。那么老师加了一个 wide, 就是哇好多种在做一个强调。所以我们知道在这种高贵的氛围中呢，和果子呢就巧妙的以各种颜色跟形状呈现哦。那我们呢也可以用一个片语老师刚刚提到的 a variety of something, 就是各种的。那么我们就可以造一个句子。We can get to the train station in a variety of different ways. You can take the bus, maybe you can walk there, maybe you can, yeah, there is
bike,
other.
Bike, yeah, get yeah. taxi, yeah.
那我们也可以用另外一个方式。You can simply say various. 所以你可以直接说 we can get to the train station in various ways. So what kind of wagashi do they have?
The article explains saying many would resemble delicate fruits and flowers, bursting with the vibrant colors of nature. We have a few things in this sentence, starting with the verb resemble. If something resembles another thing, it looks like that thing. So these wagashi look like fruits and flowers.
所以 resemble 就是像跟类似的感觉，与什么类似。So in fact, we say they look like delicate fruits and flowers.
That's right, delicate ones. And the word delicate means kind of fine in texture, fine in structure with a lot of details, but we kind of also mean that it's able to be easily damaged if you're not careful with it. Something that's delicate is not very strong, but it does have a lot of beauty, it's very high quality, and that kind of thing. For example, we could say, Marie wore a delicate necklace to the party. It looked great on her.
Right, 所以 delicate 就是精致的、娇嫩的。那么前面出现的 delicacy 这个字呢，精美佳肴，就是这些核果子很像精美的花朵和水果。我们就知道 delicacy 跟 delicate 其实很像，它们就是有精美精巧的意思。所以老师也有提到哦，除了精美的、精致的，它们也有很娇嫩、很娇弱、很容易碎掉的 easily damaged。老师刚刚有提到 ，and let's make a sentence with it. You can say peaches have delicate skins, so they're easily.Bruised, 代表桃子的皮比较脆弱，所以很容易就会淤青，就是你撞到它，它就会黑掉。And we can also say that a situation is delicate when it needs to be handled very carefully in order not to cause any trouble. 所以也有棘手的，必须小心处理的意思。
Another word we have to look at from that sentence is vibrant, which means bright and lively and colorful and kind of striking. It's easy to notice and go, oh, that's bright and colorful.Flowers have vibrant colors, as do fireworks or the kind of decorations you might see during a special celebration.
所以就是色彩鲜艳的意思 ,vibrant, 不觉得听起来很鲜艳吗？那么 burst 这边就是蹦出来，因为大家要知道我们有一个片语是 burst into 怎么样怎么样，它就是有蹦出来的感觉或有爆炸的感觉，所以我们就可以翻成许多核果子就像果物还有花朵一样绽放出大自然的鲜艳色彩。
The article now talks about how normal people started to enjoy wagashi too. It says, over hundreds of years, the art of wagashi spread into common society. The word spread means extends and grows bigger from its start.So it means that more and more people know about and enjoy this thing over a larger area than originally. Maybe a band starts to get popular in Japan, but then their popularity spreads, so they become popular in other countries as well. We could also say it this way. The rumor started on Monday and had spread through the whole school by Friday.
所以大家看到这边的字 spread 就是流传或传播，在这边是当动词，所以意思就是数百年之后呢，核果子就传播到了民间了。那么呢 spread 在这边老师刚刚提到是变得更多， but we can also say more或图的意思 like me, I like to spread strawberry jam on my toast.、
Mm-hmm.
所以你可以用 spread 这个当动词，都是涂抹果酱的意思。或者是呢 ,there are new developments in the spread of coronavirus every day.
Yeah.
就是冠状病毒的传播每天都有新的发展 ,which is a little sad.
Yeah, a little scary,、mm-hmm. but there you go. The article then says, today, this satisfying little snack is a traditional part of Japanese culture.
We also see that when Japanese people host visitors from other countries, they are sure to serve some beautifully presented wagashi with a cup of green tea.
Sounds pretty good.
I know.
Now, if something、mm-hmm. is sure to happen, then it's definitely going to happen. It's like 100% chance of something. So if you get...Wagashi, you get the green tea as well. It's certainly going to happen. They're going to put them together.
所以核果子是日本的传统。所以当有外国人到了日本旅游呢，他们一定会招待他们核果子还有绿茶。
And it sounds very tasty. We'll learn more about wagashi tomorrow and some of the tea that goes with it. But right now, let's go to today's For You Chat question.Okay, so today's chat question is, what types of Taiwanese snacks would you serve to foreign visitors? Now, I've had my parents' brother come here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've entertained people、mm-hmm. as well. What snacks do you take them for? What do you give them?
I gave them pineapple cakes.
Yeah, pineapple cakes are a big one. Yeah, anything else?
definitely sticky tofu, but most of them don't like it.
Right. You just kind of have to make them try it.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
And sometimes they're like, no, this smells bad. Yeah. I don't want it.
My mom was okay with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went for
and
it.
And what else did you give them?
I gave them, she quite likes oyster omelets.
Oh, okay. Jen.
They weren't, I've bought some stuff back over the years. They weren't too keen on taro.
Okay.
Anything with taro
in. I don't like taro.
That's not, I love it, but it's not really work for them.
Okay.
They were okay with, you know, like the sun cakes you get in Taichung.
Taiyang bean.
Yeah, and the little square things from Jiayi, like the little square cookies.
Oh, fang kuai su, right?
Something, yeah,
okay.
They were pretty good. And my brother and his children really liked, you know, you can get that really thin, like pork paper. It's almost like paper.
I know. It's some kind of jerky.
Yeah, right, but it's so thin. It's almost like potato chips kind of thing.
Okay, just 猪肉片干, 然后它很像洋芋片. It's like chips, right?
Yeah, my family really liked eating those. Mm-hmm. They thought that was fantastic.
Good
to
hear.
Those were some good snacks that I've either brought home or given to my family when they've come here. It always seems to go down well.
Wow.
Okay, that is the end of today's article, but join us again tomorrow to learn more about wagashi. See you then. Bye for now.
The Delicate Art of Japanese Wagashi. When food lovers travel to Japan, they keep an eye out for wagashi. These sweet delicacies are a traditional art that was first developed 1,500 years ago. Originally, wagashi were simple snacks of fruit and nuts. It was not until Japan discovered new goods through trade with China that they became more complex. One of these was a particularly chewy treat made of rice and soybeans. Sugar was added to create a more appealing flavor. However, sugar was a luxury at this time. Therefore, wagashi were reserved for the royal family and their guests to enjoy. In this noble setting, wagashi were skillfully presented in a variety of colors and shapes. Many would resemble delicate fruits and flowers, bursting with the vibrant colors of nature. Over hundreds of years, the art of wagashi spread into common society. Today, this satisfying little snack is a traditional part of Japanese culture. When Japanese people host visitors from other countries, they are sure to serve some beautifully presented wagashi with a cup of green tea.
Vocabulary Review.
Appealing. The company used bright colors on its cereal box to make the product more appealing to customers. Reserve. This medicine is hard to make, so it's reserved for only the people who need it the most. Noble. The grand house was once owned by a noble family who regularly dined with the king and queen. Variety. My favorite musician writes songs in a variety of styles, so you never know what kind of music he'll come out with next. Delicate. Sally uses a cream on her face every night to keep her skin soft and delicate. Spread. As Christians traveled around Europe, their religion spread to more and more countries.
智慧小补帖.
Delicacy. Chewy. Luxury. Resemble. Vibrant.